Today is June 19, 2026. This is your FinTech briefing for Solopreneur. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll cover the Fed's elimination of forward guidance and what it breaks in your rate-sensitive products, Addy's 200-agent AI fleet, and the exact architecture behind it, and a compounding credit stress signal that your underwriting model almost certainly has not priced. Let's start with what happened at the FOMC meeting on June 17, because this is not a macro story, it is an infrastructure event. New Fed Chair Kevin Warsh held his first FOMC meeting, and the unanimous decision was a rate hold. That part got the headlines. What did not get enough attention is what Warsh quietly deprecated. Forward guidance. Gone. He refused to file his own dot plot projection by design, according to Joseph Wang on the Forward Guidance podcast. He cut the FOMC statement length by roughly two-thirds compared to the Powell era. And he announced 5 structural task forces covering communications, balance sheet policy, data methodology, AI productivity, and inflation frameworks, all due by the end of 2026. Here is the direct hit to your business. If you run any loan pricing engine that consumed Fed dot plot signals as a rate path input, that input is gone. There is no reliable forward signal. 9 of the 18 FOMC officials who did submit projections favor at least one rate hike by year-end, according to Danielle DiMartino Booth on Market Movers. That means the rate path is genuinely uncertain in both directions. For variable rate products, your repricing notification risk just went up. For SOFR indexed products, high yield savings, floating rate credit lines, cash sweep APIs, you need wider rate volatility buffers. Governor Bowman has explicitly framed higher volatility as a feature of the new communications regime, not a bug. Building on that, the ample reserve framework, the structural plumbing underneath money market fund integrations and T-bill cash sweep products has been placed into a formal task force for review against a potential return to the pre-2008 limited reserve framework. Axel Merck, on Thoughtful Money, called this the most underreported element of the entire meeting. If you have a BaaS partner holding treasuries or extending repo, their balance sheet capacity is now a variable you need to monitor actively, not assume. The practical rebuild here is straightforward, even if it is not easy. Audit every rate-sensitive product for dot plot or forward guidance dependencies. Replace calendar-based Fed signals with realized CPI, PCE, and NFP triggers. The only reliable forward anchor right now is the next FOMC meeting in 6 weeks. Now let's talk about something more useful for builders, a concrete AI agent architecture that is already running at scale in production. Addy is a Colombian fintech lending company. Their founder and CEO Santiago Suarez recently broke down their full stack in a founder podcast interview, and the specifics are worth slowing down on. Addy has deployed over 200 AI agents in production. The infrastructure underneath them is a mono repo processing more than 10 million daily events, running through Apache Kafka into a Databricks pipeline that handles vector, SQL, and tabular output simultaneously, what Suarez called a trimodal pipeline. That is not a proof of concept. That is a production data architecture. The customer service agent, they named her Audrey, handles 100% of inbound contacts. 80% of those contacts get fully resolved with 0 human escalation. That is up from 60% resolution at version 1 launch, 90 days after the pipeline was completed. Their merchant onboarding agent processes between 2,000 and 3,000 merchant onboardings per month at full handle rate, with a more than 20% conversion improvement over the prior manual flow. Here is the counterintuitive part that is most valuable for founders thinking about where to start. Addy did not build customer service first. They built a legal response agent. In Colombia, there is a constitutional emergency action called a tutela. It carries a 48-hour statutory deadline and personal criminal liability for the CEO if it is missed. That forcing function produced a production-grade RAG pipeline, and then Because the hard compliance problem was already solved, customer service was derivative. The legal agent took 6 months to build. Customer service came faster because the infrastructure was already there. More importantly, Adi made a sharp architectural decision on KYC. Their original process was fully in-house, a 22-minute manual flow. Now, commodity biometric checks are outsourced to third-party providers. Proprietary fraud scoring and credit algorithms stay in-house. The principle Suarez articulated was direct. For a commodity biometric check, third-party providers will do it, and there is zero equity value generated there. You protect your moat, reduce your data handling surface area, and move faster. For founders building AI-assisted compliance workflows or agent-based customer operations in any regulated market, this is a benchmark stack, not a thought experiment. Now the part of the briefing that requires the most immediate action. The credit stress environment your underwriting model is probably running on is calibrated to data from 2021 through 2024. That data is systematically understating default risk right now. Here is what the macro picture actually looks like as of this briefing. Corporate bankruptcies are up 38.4% year-over-year, sourced to Bankruptcy Watch and Chi Research, reported by DiMartino Booth. Personal savings rates are sitting at 2.6%. Credit card borrowing is up 10% year-over-year. NYSE margin debt has hit a record $1.42 trillion. Average unemployment duration is now 25 weeks, compared to a pre-financial crisis baseline of 16 weeks. That is a 56% deterioration. 1.7 million full-time jobs have been lost in the U.S. since January 2025. Building on that, there are two data inputs that should be pulling your attention right now. First, the 2026 tax refund cycle has effectively been eliminated as a consumer cash injection event. That seasonal liquidity buffer historically suppressed Q1 default rates. It is gone. Second, BLS headline payroll data, the data most credit underwriting engines consume, is overstating labor market health. Benchmark revisions to non-farm payrolls average negative 549,000 over the trailing 3 years, with a negative 861,000 revision for 2025 alone, per Darius Dale at 42 macro. There is also an energy trigger that risk teams need to model. Jeff Curry of ABAX Markets flagged that U.S. strategic petroleum reserve levels are at a 43-year low, roughly 340 million barrels, with commercial inventories already below the 5-year safety band minimum. Curry's projected operational pressure threshold is mid-July 2026, with a global inventory draw rate of 5 to 6 million barrels per day. His floor case on oil price is $85 to $100 per barrel through resolution. That flows directly into core PCE stickiness, consumer disposable income compression, and embedded credit default acceleration. When you stack the 38.4% bankruptcy acceleration, 25-week unemployment duration, the mid-July energy inventory trigger, and 9 of 18 FOMC officials favoring hikes, you get a compounding stress scenario that is not priced into consensus. Prediction markets, per Anthony Pompliano citing Polymarket, are pricing roughly 70% probability that the Fed will not cut at all in 2026. For founders modeling runway or raising against a lending book, cost of capital remains structurally elevated through at least Q1 to Q2 of 2027. If you have any credit facility with floating rate provisions, review the rate change pass-through mechanics today and recalibrate your probability of default curves using 25-week unemployment duration as a covariate, not the headline unemployment rate, before Q3 2026. Quick win before you close out today. Pick one rate-sensitive product, one pricing engine, one variable rate disclosure, one SOFR-indexed sweep, and document every place in the logic where it assumes a Fed forward signal exists. Dot plot input, calendar-based Fed cadence, assumed rate path. Map the dependencies. You do not have to rebuild it today. But you need to know what breaks first if rate volatility spikes in the next 6 weeks, because that is the realistic timeline you are working with. Get after it. We'll talk tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.